Psachim chapter 7, Mishnah 11. Kol ha-nechal b'shor ha-gadol, whatever can be eaten of a large ox, ya'achel b'gdi harach, can be eaten of a tender kid. And what the Mishnah over here is trying to teach us is that there are certain parts of the animal, which we'll see now, which when the animal is young, these parts are soft and are edible. But when the animal grows big and older, these parts harden. So we don't look at these parts as edible. And why this is particularly important is when they were registering people on a particular Korban Pesach, they would needed to make sure that there was at least a kazas, an olive's bulk of meat, for everybody. So what is considered edible and what is not considered edible? And says the Mishnah, it's teaching us we look at an animal, we consider what's edible, only those parts which are also edible when the animal is older, and these particular parts have hardened. If an animal is a young animal, which a Korban Pesach was, and these parts are still soft, and therefore they are edible now, but they won't be edible later when the animal is older, so we don't let people eat them now. We look at them even now as inedible. And what are examples of that? For a shake and a fine, the tips of the wings. And the Mephoshim explain that the tips of the wings mean the tips of the shoulder blades. And the next thing is Vahaschusim, and the schusim, which are cartilages of the ears and the chest and small ribs. These parts harden as the animal gets older, and therefore they are not considered edible parts of the animal. Hashover et Esa Etzem, if a person breaks a bone of a Korban Pesach, this is forbidden, as we learn in, it's actually a specific prohibition in the verse in Exodus chapter 12, verse 46, that we are not allowed to break the bone of a Korban Pesach. And in such a case, Hatar, if it is a kosher Korban Pesach, Hareze lo karbam. This is a prohibition which carries a penalty of lashes, of 40 lashes, which is actually 39. We only lash 39, as we'll learn later. Avala moiser betar, but if there is left over meat from the animal, vashove betamo, if a person breaks a bone of an unclean Korban Pesach, a Korban Pesach that became ritually impure, now he breaks a bone, einolo kesabam, so that is not a prohibition which carries the penalty of 40 lashes, says the Mishnah.